Hamas releases ominous propaganda video of young Israeli female hostage. By Joshua Klein on June 3, 2024. The Iran-backed Palestinian Hamas terror organization released a video on Friday providing another indication that hostage Noah Arghamani, a young Israeli woman abducted by Palestinians during the October 7 massacre, is still alive. The one-minute clip, which appears to contain an audio recording of the 26-year-old Israeli university student taken hostage from a music festival, urges Israelis to protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, accusing it of abandoning those kidnapped by Hamas. "I am imprisoned with Hamas military wing, Al-Qassam brigades. I have been in captivity for more than 237 days and do not know until when it begins. I say to the people of Israel, have you become government partners with Netanyahu, Gallant and Gantz? Will my fate together with my colleagues be like Ron Arad's fate?" The reference is to an Israeli military navigator who went missing in action over Lebanon in 1986, believed to have been captured by Shiite groups. Evidence revealed that Arad was likely tortured and killed in 1988. "Let thousands of women and men come out and block the streets of Tel Aviv and do not return home until we return home. Please, do not put our fate in the hands of Netanyahu and the war council," the voice continues. "Save us. Time is running out. The people must decide. We don't want to die here," it concludes. The clip also shows drawings amid smoke throughout. Arghamani's family, which allowed for the video's release, believes the drawings are hers. In January, Hamas released a 37-second video showing signs that Arghamani was still alive, along with two other Israeli hostages. The video featured her along with Yossi Shirabi and Tal Tversky, and aimed at pushing Israel to stop the war. The two were later announced to have been murdered while in Hamas captivity in Gaza. Arghamani is one of the most widely recognized hostages, after she was filmed being abducted from the Supernova Music Festival during Hamas's October 7 terror attack. In footage from the attack, she was seen desperately screaming and reaching for her boyfriend as they were both dragged to Gaza. Her anguished expression as she was driven by force on a motorcycle into captivity is one of the iconic images of the attack. She was later seen in a short clip posted by Palestinians, sitting in captivity somewhere in Gaza. Despite a week-long truce last year, questions linger about why she and an estimated 20 other women, viewed as soldiers by Hamas due to their prior IDF service, remain hostages, with little news of their whereabouts. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu has disclosed that he had requested Chinese President Xi Jinping assist in securing Arghamani's release. In November, the hostage's terminally ill mother called upon President Joe Biden and the Red Cross to bring back Noah as soon as possible in order that she may see her again while still alive. In December, she expressed feeling hopeless since her daughter's abduction. She also issued a written plea to President Biden imploring help in releasing her daughter, whom she wishes to see one last time while she is still alive. NBC News reported that Arghamani was likely abducted by ordinary Palestinian civilians, not Hamas, who joined the terrorists. Numerous videos from October 7 depict a supportive response on the Palestinian street to news of the massacre. Immediately after word of the attacks spread, Palestinians at home and abroad were seen celebrating jubilantly. Photos and videos uploaded to social media show Palestinian crowds greeting the returning executioners as heroes and burning seized Israeli cars in the streets of Gaza. Others show Palestinians rallying, handing out sweets, and firing guns in the air. Ordinary Palestinian civilians were not just seen celebrating the massacre, but actively participating in it, with full mobs captured on film pouring across the breached border to take part in the killing and raping of innocents, and the looting of their property. According to IDF spokesman Jonathan Conericus, significant numbers of Palestinians unaffiliated with terror groups entered Israel and participated in the atrocities alongside the terrorists. In addition, Gadi Yerkoni, the mayor of the Eshkol Regional Council, told the Free Beacon that the second wave of Arabs who came into the country were just as cruel as the terrorists of the first wave. "We saw that it was not only Hamas who came to slaughter us," he added. "It was all the residents of Gaza, including people who worked in our kibbutzim." As Breitbart News reported in November, survivors of the Hamas attack on Kibbutz Nir Oz recalled Palestinian civilians participating in the attack on their community, looting and even watching Netflix as terrified homeowners hid from sight. The Jewish state is currently at war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip following the October 7 massacre, whereby the terrorist group perpetrated the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust. The massacre saw the torture, rape, execution, immolation, and abduction of hundreds of Israeli civilians, as well as widespread Palestinian support for it. The Iranian proxy Islamist terrorist organization targeted attendees at a music festival and those in southern Israeli towns, all while thousands of rockets rained down on Israeli civilian centers. The massacre resulted in terrorists killing approximately 1,200 people and wounding more than 4,800, with at least 242 hostages taken, more than half of whom remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Concerns about Hamas's treatment of hostages continue to be raised, as Israeli authorities investigate substantial allegations of rape and sexual assault related to the October 7 massacre, having collected over 1,500 testimonies, including of gang rape and post-mortem mutilation. IDF International spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht stated that the Israeli army is absolutely concerned about such violence against hostages. His comments came amid first-hand accounts of freed captives at a meeting with Israeli officials, after several shared testimonies of various abuses during their captivity in Gaza. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.